I
just want to look at the buildings across the street here a little bit. This was a big beat hangout back in the day.
Kerouac,
Ginsberg, Burroughs. In fact, just a couple doors down was a club that is gone now called San Remo, where Kerouac and Burroughs first met and Ginsberg introduced them together. Right across the street where it says Saigon Shack, there used to be a bar called Kettle of Fish. That was a really popular beat hangout and a site for several beatings, as we like to say. There was a fight between Andy Warhol and Bob Dylan in this bar, when you think of those two bruisers going at it, you can imagine the violence that ensued. It was about a woman. Andy Warhol felt that Edie Sedgwick should not date Bob Dylan. Said that he'd probably break her heart, use her, it'd be all in the tabloids, cheating around on her, and she'd be brokenhearted. Bob Dylan took offense to that. Turns out that Warhol was right. Edie didn't listen. Dylan did all those things to her. But at the time, there's two stories of this fight. One is that Bob Dylan walked in, saw Andy Warhol and Edie Sedgwick, and they stood up, and, you know, Warhol snaps on his fighting wig, and they came to blows, which was probably a, you know, not the face, not my hands kind of a fight. The more realistic version that I was told by yet another eyewitness was that Bob Dylan walked in, saw Andy Warhol, and glared at Andy Warhol, and Andy Warhol glared back, and then they turned around and left. So that was probably the more realistic version of that fight. Jack Kerouac got into a little bit more of a brutal fight here early on in his writing career. He was known to get drunk and be rather belligerent and alienate everyone around him. And so this particular night, he decided he wanted to pick a fight with a bunch of furniture movers, people who lift heavy things for a profession. He felt a little emboldened because it wasn't by himself. He had a poet as a wingman, and if you're going to start a bar brawl, you really want a poet there to kind of back you up. Write a very eloquent and rhyming insults to start the fight. But apparently, the fight spilled out onto the street, and Gregory Corso, the poet in question, tried to break it up because these four or five guys beat the crap out of Kerouac, started bouncing his head off the curb of the sidewalk until Corso kept shouting, "My God, stop, you'll kill him, you'll kill him, that's Jack Kerouac." And they're like, "Who?" But that's how they ended the fight. And he later said that as soon as it started, he immediately lost the will to defend himself and just let them pummel him. Have we read Kerouac?
Yeah, we're doing Big Sur.
Big Sur, that's a classic. And a little disturbing. That deals with his alcoholism pretty heavy-handed. He was quite open about it. Died at 47, cirrhosis of the liver. Very young man. His style is very unique. And On the Road, that kind of put him on the map. Do you know the story of the scroll of On the Road? So apparently, he claimed that he wrote it over 3 weeks on a methamphetamine high, which is a slight exaggeration, because he had been working on that novel and scrapping it and rewriting it over and over again over the years. He knew that was going to be kind of his main novel, but when he finally, the most recent iteration, he was concerned that too much time would be taken trying to switch pages in the typewriter, so he had a whole big roll. He basically taped like 500 sheets of paper together, fed it into typewriter, and basically wrote one run-on sentence.
That's right.
The original scroll had no chapters and paragraphs and punctuation. It was one run-on sentence, and the editors came through and added all that stuff a little bit later on. And there are different variations of it, but to give you a taste, there's a section where he talks about Dean Moriarty, who's his friend Neil Cassidy in real life, who parked cars for a living. And he wrote, "Dean was wearing a real Western business suit for his big trip back to Denver. He just finished his first fling in New York." I say fling. "He only worked like a dog in parking lots. The most fantastic parking lot attendant in the world. He could back a car 40 miles an hour into a narrow space, race among fenders, leap into another car, circle it 50 miles an hour into a tight spot, stop at a wall, snap, hump the car with the emergency so you see it bounce as he flies out. Then off to the ticket shack, sprinting like a track star, hand a ticket, leap into another car before the owner's half out, leap literally under him as he steps out, start the car with the door flapping, and roar off to the next available spot. Arc, pop in, break, out, run. Working like that without pause. 8 hours a night in evening rush hours, after theater rush hours, in greasy wino pants and afraid for a lined jacket and beat shoes that flapped. And this was really how my road experience began, and the things that were to come are too fantastic not to tell." And that is a paragraph
of On the Road.
Right.
Well done.
Let's keep walking this way.